Praise the Lord. We are back. Amen. We're back by popular demand. Amen. Because
yes,
God told us to come back.
That's it.
And that makes it popular.
That makes
amen.
It popular.
If God said come back, that's the majority.
Amen.
Amen. So we're back. Amen. Amen. So we're grateful for it. To the glory of God, to speak about the goodness of God in the land of the living. And today we're going to look at scriptures that actually we looked at in our service this morning. Amen. That's from Psalm 92, verses 12 through 14. It says, "The righteous shall flourish like the palm tree. He shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. Those that be planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God. They shall still bring forth fruit in old age. They shall be fat and flourishing."
Yes. Amen. Amen.
Good news here, amen, that those who are planted in God will continue to be fruitful, productive, significant. They will continue to be difference makers even as they grow older.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen. Mm-hmm. That's good news because we were talking about beforehand. Elderly people in our society, there seems to be a movement of dismissing them.
Yeah.
Their views don't matter. They're outdated. They're not up with the times and all those types of things. And so this society seems to want to discard the elderly.
Yeah.
Families even discard their parents and grandparents after a while. I'm grown. I don't need to listen to you anymore. What do you know? Old man. Mm-hmm. You know, that kind of thing. But God says that if you're planted in Him, you're planted in the house of God, you'll flourish in the courts of God. And part of that flourishing will be having significance and influence even as you age.
Yeah. Amen.
That's good news for someone who's out there today who may be older and yet not feeling appreciated, or feeling that they can make a contribution because nobody wants to hear from them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They need to know that if you're planted in God and you've been planted in God, you know, for your during your lifetime, God says it's not over for you.
Yeah.
You can still be fruitful, meaningful, and make contribution to the lives of others. And He says, He says you'll do it because that's Him being good and showing His goodness to you and through you.
Yes. Amen. You know, I was just thinking about Mother Henderson, who went on, you know, to be with the Lord, but it was Evangelist Henderson, and I just remember she was older. I know she was at least 90, maybe 92, and she used to, at that age, still go around and evangelize, still go around and preach and declare the word of God to Trenton, you know, and she'd have young people, and she said that they would give their life to the Lord from her declaring the word of God at that age.
Amen.
And that's exactly what God said, that you shall still bring forth fruit in old age. And that is exactly what He did in Mother Henderson's life. You know, so we can be encouraged that even though we may grow older, God can still use us, that God can still be glorified in our lives, you know, that we can still bring forth fruit, we can still make a difference in somebody's life. You know, and you said that you know, we tend to disregard older people, but there's a lot of wisdom in older people. If you ever had the opportunity just to sit and to listen to an older person, they'll tell you stories, and they will. They have lots of stories, but there's always nuggets in those stories if you would just take the time to listen and pay attention.
Amen.
You know, because God puts wisdom in them. You know, and like you said, it's something that we can learn from them. You know, God has a word for us, and it's in their mouth if we would take the time to listen.
Yeah, and you used a key word. You said, you know, that there are older people around us, and you said, if we would take the time to listen.
Yeah.
See, because you could have said, we would take the time to talk. But the problem is, right?
<that's true.
laughs> You know what I mean? If you take time to talk to them, you know, and yeah, you should talk to them, but you said listen, and I think that's the more important part.
Yeah.
Because they have the wisdom, because they have the benefit of some experiences that we haven't had yet, or younger people haven't had yet, you know, more listening, less talking.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I find that when I'm around an older person, and in fact, generally speaking, I don't like doing a lot of talking, you know. I talk enough today than that. But, you know, so I like to listen. But especially when I'm around older people, because of what you just said, because of the wealth of experience that they have, I just want to, I want to glean something from them.
Yeah.
I want to understand. Sometimes an older person can put history in context for you because they will talk about an era that they've lived through that you only read about.
Yes, exactly. Amen.
And they can bring that thing home to you and broaden your horizons and your understanding in ways that no Googling or other kind of research could have done for you. And so there is tremendous benefit in that. And but the thing is that, you know, God says that you're going to be flourishing if you're planted in me.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So the longer you live, it's not going to be that you become less useful. If anything, you can become more useful, make more deposits, play more of a significant role in people's lives because of, you know, God's gracious hand being upon you, as Nehemiah says. That His gracious hand is upon you, and now you can operate in that grace and be a blessing.
Amen. Amen. And it's, you know, God says that those, you know, they're gonna flourish.
Mm-hmm.
They're gonna bring forth fruit in old age, and they're gonna be flourishing. That means that they're, even in your old age, that you're still going to be learning. You're still going to be growing.
Mm-hmm.
You're still going to be able to make deposits. You know, because sometimes I think younger people tend to stay away from the older people, the older, the mothers in the church.
Mm.
You know, they're the ones with the wisdom, but they tend to stay away from them because they seem to be stuck in an error. But if you're planted in God, you know, He keep renewing you.
Amen.
So that even as the times change, you still get more wisdom with the time changing, you know, so you always be current. You know,
no,
that's
question.
Like flourishing, because you're always current, you know, and then you even have even more to share with the young people, more for them to draw from and relate to.
That's right. I mean, wisdom is timeless.
Yes. Yes.
You know what I mean? Wisdom is timeless. Yeah. Wisdom doesn't become something else simply because the calendar moves on.
Yes. Yes.
It's still wisdom.
Right.
That's what makes it wonderful, and so that's why if God has, they've been planted in the house of God.
Yes.
God's been feeding wisdom into them for years and years and years.
Yes.
And they are such valuable resources to us and to the body potentially. But we have to take advantage of it.
Take
advantage in a bad way, but in a good way of saying, I want to learn.
Amen.
I want to, like you said, I want to listen and grow based on what God has deposited in you.
Amen.
And that is, again, the goodness of God on display. And yet, like so many other things that display the goodness of God, whether it's the majestic sunrise, whether it's, you know, an imposing mountaintop, or some of the animals in the animal kingdom, how many of us just simply go about our business without truly appreciating the blessings that are all around us? And that includes sometimes some of the older, wiser ones among us.
Yeah, right in our house.
Amen.
Right in the church house you have. You know, the mothers that's right among us. But we have to learn not to take God's blessings for granted. That's a whole other word.
Amen. Now, that's right. Now, there's some older, wiser men in the church, too.
Oh, sorry.
You keep saying mothers.
Yes, I'm sorry.
And I know there's no intention there.
No, of course not.
But there's some older, wiser gentlemen in the church as well.
Yes.
They're not all mothers, amen.
Yes.
But I know what you mean, because there's a church mother usually in every church.
No, it's not a church
mother. Yeah, we need to do something about that. But that's for another day, too.
Amen.
Amen. But for today, listen, we want to encourage on two fronts. One, if you're a younger person, don't discard or disregard the older ones among you.
Yes.
They're treasures in those earthen vessels. Amen. And so you can benefit from the wisdom that they have. And if you are one of the older ones, be encouraged and know that your utility has not run out. If you're still here,
that's right.
It's because God has some good things for you to do. And you can yet be fruitful.
Yeah.
In your older age,
Amen.
Because you've been planted in the house of God. Now you've been planted there, you'll flourish in His courts.
Yeah.
And you'll continue to be fruitful even as you grow older. Amen. Amen. So that's good news for someone who may feel a little put upon and nobody's really paying attention. Stand on the Word of God. He said you're going to be fruitful even. And you shall still bring forth fruit in old age.
In old age.
If he said it, it's true. Amen.
Amen. Praise God. He will be glorified.
Yes, he will.
Amen.
Amen. So we praise to God. We praise God for what he's saying and doing at this hour.
Amen.
And now we're about to depart. Amen.
Amen.
And so listen, everyone be encouraged and be strengthened. I mean, because God is good and he's doing great things in the earth, and we believe he's doing great things for you.
Yeah.
Amen. So until next time, I remember that Jesus is Lord.
Yeah.
And most of all, remember that he loves you.
Yeah.
And his love
never fails.
Amen.
In his eye that I'm more